chapter 10, the scripture show, comes out of our conversation with Jesus in the next few minutes, and my desire to hold you all along. Joshua chapter 10, verses 12 through 14. Cell phone, please put on silent for me. That's one of the things I'm teaching in Bible study about. It's politically incorrect. It's spiritually correct. You have your phone on while you come to church. You ain't that important. Let us pray. Lord of God, how excellent is your name in all the earth.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, it is once again another time that we stand behind this holy roster right now. Father God, ask you to allow your spirit to stay with us. We don't want to grieve your spirit, oh Father God. So Father God, we ask that you just bind every spirit that prevents us from hearing from you. Speak to our hearts, Lord Jesus, right now in the name of your Son Jesus. Father God, right now we ask that you just anoint your word, allow it to go forth with power and with might. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we understand that it's a spiritual fight. Father God, to hear from you. Everything that we're involved in, Father God, tries to prevent us from hearing from you. So Father God, right now, speak to our hearts. Allow your word to go out and accomplish that what you set it out to do. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, anoint our minds afresh. Father God, we cannot preach nor teach us by ourselves. Father God, but we ask that you allow, you draw back the draperies of misunderstanding. Make this word plain enough so that a child can understand it. Father God, bind Satan as he goes to every role right now, trying to snatch the word of knowledge away from your people. Father God, allow me to preach that heaven gets happy and hell gets upset. Right now, in the name of Jesus, speak, Lord, for your people. Hear it. Joshua chapter 10, beginning at the 12th verse. Hear ye the words of the Lord. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Son, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jashar? So the sun stood still in the midst of the heaven, and hasted not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man. For the Lord fought for Israel. If you look in the New Revised Version, it says, there's no day that the Lord listened to the voice of a human. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to use for a little while, I put a tag on this text. Just to bring back your remember, God fights for me.
Amen.
God fights for me. Let me take your seats in the presence of the Lord. There was a time in my life, if you would have asked me what I thought the essential ingredients of Christian living was all about, I would have told you that the essential element of Christian life was rooted in the possibilities of love and peace. While I am still a believer in the possibilities of love and a student of the renderings of what peace might become, I've lived long enough now to know essential elements of Christian living is rooted in what some might call the night side of existence. Are y'all with me?
Uh-huh.
I've lived long enough now to know that even if you are saved and sanctified, even if you are filled with the Holy Ghost with a mighty burning fire,
well,
every now and then you still have to fight. You can be a preacher with the gospel buried down deep in the bowels of your commitment, but you still have to fight every now and again.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
You can sing in the choir, hit every key. Hmm. You can be a deacon,
yes, sir.
Know every prayer.
Well.
You can cast out devils.
Hmm.
You can heal and raise the sick. But when you get back home, in your own house, you still have to fight. I've lived long enough to know that there are some things in life that you will not get unless you are willing to fight. So let me deposit this in your spirit, in the presence of every believer. For every believer, there is a distinctive battle that must be waged. There's a fight with your name on it. You were born to fight that battle. I don't care how cute you are. I don't care how many degrees you got. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
How many titles you put before your name? It is the battle that God has written himself and wrote it down on the date book of your life. And you will not get by unless you fight it. You can't avoid that battle. God got your name on it. You might not like it, but guess what? You got to fight it.
Yes.
Yourself.
Amen.
God wrote it down on the date book of your life. It's got your name on it. That's right. Before your father even had the urge in his mind.
Well,
to get with your mom. That battle got your name on it. I'm here to let you know that you can pray all you want. At some point in your life, you will have to put your Bible down, lift up your two hands, and tell the devil and somebody, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Might I say this also to you? Most of the significant things of life will not be given to you. Nobody is waiting to give you the next 10 years of your life. If you want to get to the next level, if you have to reach into your mouth, you must reach into the mouth of the darkness and snatch it from the enemy. Because he's not going to hand it to you. You got to snatch it from him. Every now and then, we have to be willing to be obnoxious about our future.
Amen.
The battle is set before us, unavoidable. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Painful often, contentious, lonely, isolated.
Uh-huh.
But where there's no great risk, there will be no great reward.
No risk.
Did y'all just hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to preach to myself. Y'all don't have to talk back to me, man. Having said all that, come with me to Joshua and stand with me on the shores of this book. Peer into the eyes of a man whose life has been set ablaze. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
The death of his leader still burning on the altars of his heart. Yet God has called him forward. How strange it must be to stand somewhere between past and future. to be the connection to that which has gone on before you and still be the standard bearer of what is to come. Whenever you read the book of Joshua, you must know that this book is about the prospects of battle. This book is about fighting. It's about warring. It's about raising arms and seizing the land. It is not about tucking your tail between your legs and asking somebody to give you a promised land. It's about turning shepherds into and farmers into warriors.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Taking ordinary people and arming them with the possibility, daring them to hurl all they have at the enemy. Oh, yeah. Some people are going to be upset with me, Deacon Bell.
Yes, sir.
But I really don't care. This is the word of God.
Yes, it is.
It is talking about the past and the future. Mm-hmm. This book is about fighting. It's about war. This book is about the context and contours and content of what it means to live and to fight. Consider the historical reality about the chapter 10. By the time we get to chapter 10, y'all with me?
Uh-huh.
They have already crossed the Red Sea.
Yes, sir.
They have already been given the Ten Commandments.
Uh-huh.
They have already lived in Egypt and have been in bondage for 400 years.
That's right, that's right.
They already have come through the plagues. Now they stand on the edge of what they always wanted to have.
Uh-huh.
God says, before you can have it, there's one more fight. It is interesting because I submit to you that the land was already promised, yet they still have to fight for it.
Amen.
That's all right, Pastor. That's all right.
Y'all just
hear
me?
Yes, sir.
The land was promised to Israel.
Uh-huh.
Yet they got to fight for it.
Yes.
Already promised to them.
Promised.
Said it's your land.
Yes.
So why they got to fight for it? You're not feeling it.
No.
Let me speak this into your spirit. You must understand, God gave you the blessing. That does not mean you have what it takes to maintain or retain it.
Mm.
You hear me?
Mm. Yes.
God says it's yours.
Yes, sir.
It's your land.
Uh-huh.
So why you gotta fight for it?
Mm.
You will never enjoy it to the fullest until you tell the devil, take your hand of what God had gave me.
Amen.
Amen.
Know him?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
But if you don't fight for it,
uh-huh,
it's not worth having at all.
Okay.
I wish I had a witness up in here.
Amen.
That can take 30 minutes and tell the enemy, you will fight for what God has already said was yours.
Amen.
There will be no manifestation of joy until you learn how to force the issue.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right, Pastor.
That is why I love the woman with the issue of blood.
Uh-huh.
She knew what it meant to force the issue.
Yes.
Jesus was not going to heal her. Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house.
That's right.
To heal Jairus' daughter. When you've been broke down, when you've been hurt,
yes,
when you've been bleeding, when you've been wounded, when you went to the doctors and he has gotten, and you still gotten worse, when you have nobody to talk to, nobody to lean on, and every now and then, go to God and say, I don't have an appointment with you today. I know you were not planning to help me with this.
Well,
you need to learn to tell God, I'm letting you know, God, until you bless me, I'm not going to let you go. I know y'all really don't like it. When you get that kind of determination, when you get that kind of fervor, you will interrupt God, get in the devil's face, and stand flat-footed against any demon from hell. Because unless you understand what you have been going through, it's not beneath. It is beneath what God has to destine for you. Abraham and Sarah did that impossible thing, believing that God can bring life out of a dead situation.
Yes, he
can. God promised a great nation to these two Hebrews, Abraham and Sarah. Watch me, y'all.
Uh-huh.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
These two Hebrews, these two Havarus. The word Havaru means outsider. Americans got America.
Uh-huh.
Syrians got Syria.
Uh-huh.
Egyptians got Egypt.
Right.
Hebrew means you got no land and no country.
Woo!
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But you will be known not by your land,
uh-huh,
but by the God.
Woo!
That you are related to.
My God. My God. My God.
I will let you know this. I did not read it, but in the early moments of the 10th chapter, read it on your own time. The writer tells us that Joshua climbed all night just for the opportunity to fight. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Read the earlier moments of chapter 10 on your own chapter.
Uh-huh.
But when you know that there's something waiting for you,
yes, sir.
You will climb all night,
uh-huh,
and fight all day.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Tell the devil, I will fight you for my future.
That's all right, God.
Touch somebody and say into your, no, say to your own spirit, I will pull that weed off your head for my children. I will knock you back into next week. Into the middle of next week, Sister Mumford, for my destiny.
That's right.
I will climb all night. I will fight all day. I will refuse to live in this mess for another 3 years.
Amen.
How bad do you want it?
Yes, sir.
Many of us have been destined and promised by God to be better than we are. But we are not willing to do what it takes to get what God has promised us.
That's right, Pastor.
No, we want it easy.
Yes, sir.
God will not give you anything that you are not willing to work to keep. God will not manifest anything that you have not developed the will to hold on to. Did I just say that? I'm going to present this to you that it is the struggle that makes the prize valuable. It's the struggle that makes this prize valuable. Consider this. The thing itself is not valuable if it did not come with some pain.
Wow.
Do y'all got that?
Yes, sir.
What would salvation be if Jesus just walked across the street and saved you? Part of the miracle and the liberty of nature of the salvific story is that it involved blood,
uh-huh,
death, suffering, and pain.
Yes, sir.
And he was wounded for our transgressions.
Yes.
Bruised for our iniquities.
Yes.
And the chastisement of our peace was upon his shoulders.
Glory to God.
It is in the context of the fight that salvation becomes valuable.
Yes.
It is the things that people gave, it is not the things that people gave me that made me learn anything.
Well, say it, Pastor.
But it is the things that I had to fight for.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
People in your life that just give you stuff and are not serving your means, there should be somebody in your life that says, you're going to have to work for this. Write this down. If wisdom is what you get when you don't get what you want. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
If wisdom is what you get when you don't get what you want. So even when you don't get what you want, you still got something out of it.
All right. Okay.
Did I just say that?
Yes, sir.
God is saying to us, in the deep, depressing hours of defeat and pain.
Yes, sir.
Boy. Now we come to the passage.
Mm-hmm.
I said all of that.
Okay.
Now we come to the passage where we hear Joshua praying this unusual prayer. The battle is raging. They are fighting to receive the land that had already been promised to them. Why are they fighting for it? Joshua prays to God and says, as the Amorites are falling in defeat, they winning. He says, oh Lord, I'm paraphrasing, don't let the sun go down on this fight. When most people pray, they pray to God to give them a season of relaxation. God, if I can reach into the minds of most of y'all under the sound of my voice, your prayers were for ease. Your prayer is for peace. Your prayer is to have your bills paid. And miraculous stuff like that. When Joshua prays this prayer, he asks God to keep the sun in the sky and not let it go down on this fight. So I may fight just a little bit longer. Watch me now. Some people will say, Pastor, you sound angry. I'm telling you, no. I'm not angry. I got some righteous indignation.
Well.
And I'm not mad. I'm not mad at my circumstance and situation. I'm mad at the devil.
Yes, sir.
I'm mad at the enemy. Oh God, do not let the sun go down on this battle. I'm enjoying this fight.
Yes, sir.
Too much. All I have been through, all I have suffered, now to see my enemy back up in defeat, now don't let the sun go down on this fight. Just when I'm getting good at this, don't you let the sun go down and mess up this good fight. A good fight is when you have waited all your life to get to a particular place. You can mess around and send me an email, y'all. You can send me a text. I've been broken, abused, and misused, rejected. I will knock you into the middle of next week. I will beat the hell out of you if you try to prevent what God has for me. God's not done with me yet. God, do not let the sun set on this 5 year. There's much wisdom in this, y'all. If you will just learn how to enjoy the fight. Did I just say that? We want benefits without battle. We want wealth without work. We want activity without accomplishment. We want fruit, but we hate the tree. We want daybreak, but we don't want no midnight. We want joy, but we don't want no sorrow. Joshua shows us the dirty little secret of success. Watch me now. Watch me. Stop resenting the fight that has your name on it. Stop praying those minimal, ridiculous prayers where you ask God to let me avoid the battle. Because you want to have a sweatless victory. This message ain't for everybody.
Amen. Amen.
You want God to drop it in your lap. You want God to take away the pain. You want God to take away the sweat. But God say, no, check out Joshua. Joshua climbed all night to fight all day.
My God.
It's in the fight, y'all.
Yes, sir.
It's in not avoiding the battle. I don't want no sweatless victory, Cynthia. When I get there, I want to get there with the sweat dropping off my brow, with a little blood on my cheek. I want to get in the face of the devil and say, I earned this.
Yes, okay.
Nobody didn't give it to me.
Amen.
Nobody didn't just hand it to me.
Yes,
the reason I quit, clap, and celebrate is because I went through a little something to get to it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
It is not easy being a Christian. But we got it all wrong, y'all. We want to pastor to pray for us to get through our trials and tribulation. I said, I have learned at this point in my life that there's something, Brother Anderson, in my trials and tribulations.
That's right.
I go through what I go through, I go through, because guess what? In the middle of what I'm going through, God is developing my character. He is changing my mindset. He is... Forbes magazine says that it is these little workout, these little these little weight training places, these gyms with these fancy names that are making all the money right now. Why? Because the more they build them, the more people come. Why? Because it's in the midst of the pain.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's in the midst of the stress. When you begin to look a little better, not because they just gave it to you, because you worked for it.
That's right. That's right.
Yes. Why? You don't understand why I like to fight. You need to learn how to like the fight. Learn how to like the fight, church.
Amen.
No, this ain't the church going to teach you how to get out of the fight. No, I'm going to teach you how to like the fight. Because there ain't one thing, it's another. You got to go through this, you got to go through that. It's always something you got to go through. Learn how to like the fight. Learn how to be all right in the fight.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Because guess what? When you get me to pray you out of that fight, then some other Negro gonna bring another fight to you. Because they got some hateration going on just because you looking good. But you don't understand what it took me to go through what I had to get.
Yes, sir.
You don't understand what it took for me to go through to get to where I am, to look as good as what I'm looking while I'm going through what I'm going through. Joshua said, Lord, let the sun stand still. Yeah. Joshua said, let the sun stand still. Here's Joshua. Moses just died. His leader that he had followed faithfully had just died. And now God says to him, take these, my people, across this Jordan.
Yes.
To go into this promised land and fight this battle. Joshua said, whoa, fight? I thought this had been promised to us a long time ago. Why we got to fight for it? God said, if you don't fight, you don't appreciate what I've given you. God said, if you have no struggle, you don't have no appreciation. Because if I give you a house, you'll lose it, the house, next week. Did I just say that? If I give you the mansion, you'll lose the mansion next week because you didn't struggle to get the mansion. Y'all ain't hearing me. Okay, New Jerusalem. Yeah. You got people, watch. They come into the sanctuary. Oh, it's not that big. Oh, ain't that many people there. So we'll go to that place that's crowded. Because everybody likes to be a part of something as big as this morning. But because you know why? They don't have to do nothing to achieve what they are perceiving. They don't have to show up consistently. They don't have to be faithful. They don't have to pay their tithe because it's already established. They can show up if they're mad. If they don't show up, no one don't miss them. But Joshua said, allow, O Lord, allow the sun to stand still so that your people can accomplish.
Yes.
So your people can accomplish. You see, it's the battle that feels good.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Because did nobody give you anything?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You didn't have to say nothing nice, look nice, do nothing, lay down for nothing. Did I just say lay down?
Amen.
So when I make a godly decision, when I make a spiritual, biblical decision that says that all things will work together for my good.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
I didn't make it up. I didn't put it together. It's in the book. All things will work together for them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. It is my purpose.
Wow. Say it, Pastor. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah. That's right. It's my purpose. The battle is not mine, it's the Lord.
It's the Lord.
You got to walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes,
you got to show up when nobody else showing up. If they don't call your name, you still got to work.
Amen.
Why? Because God fights for us. Not us. God fights for us. So I'm liking that thing because God said, I don't need a crowd. I just need someone that's willing to be faithful over a few things so I can make you a ruler over me.
Allow the battle to continue.